Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Some good rock and roll right there from Luxury Problems and from Madison. The song is called Sleepwalkers. Hey, I want to remind you, if you haven't grabbed the Civic Media app yet, you should probably do that. There's a lot of great content on there. Listen to your favorite Civic Media station right from your phone. Just go to civicmedia.us or find it at your favorite app store, Terry.
Yeah, wow. Sleepwalkers from Luxury Problems. You know, this band is new as far as being together playing. You can probably tell. These are some experienced musicians, though. Let me introduce you to them. Joining us, welcome the members of Luxury Problems. Ben Glass is on vocals and keys. He is not able to be here tonight, but obviously you could hear him singing right there. Mm-hmm. Ian Smedbrod on guitar. Whoa. And then Randy Roberts on drums. You guys, okay, you're based in the Madison area. What brought you together to form a new band? And go ahead, either one of you.
It was actually mostly Ben. Ben's in another band called Future Trash, which is a band that I've enjoyed for a while. I didn't know that he was still in the area, and he just kind of hit me up one day and asked me if we wanted to start working on some music with a few other people that ended up not being a part of this project. But we got Randy on board and just started writing music like right away. So it went really quick.
It was one of those things where it was kind of just natural when you all got together and put instruments in your hands and started playing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ian and I have been playing in bands together for the last couple of years, so it's kind of just an easy choice when they told me they were looking for a drummer, and, you know, just kind of went from there.
Wow, you guys are good together, too. Can each of you share maybe a little of your backstory? You know, why music? How'd you get started in music? Ian, why don't you start?
Sure. Yeah, I started playing guitar when I was in middle school, high school.
Oh, wow.
I'm the oldest member of the band, so I got into stuff when like Korn was becoming popular and stuff like that, and that was what started it. And shortly after that, I heard a band called the Dillinger Escape Plan, which I don't know if anybody's familiar with those guys.
Yep.
But they are beyond insane when it comes to their music and how they compose, and that kind of just opened a whole new avenue for me. And ever since then, it's just been kind of chasing that feeling that you get when you listen to that kind of music.
That's awesome. And Randy, the drum, I always call the drum kind of the heartbeat of the band. And your style of music, though, is not easy.
No, not at all. You know, I've been playing drums for almost 20 years at this point. You know, I got into it learning from my dad. My dad's been a drummer in metal bands and cover bands. You know,
locally?
Locally,
oh,
yeah.
What bands is he in?
So he used to be in John Massino band.
Okay, sure.
Currently, he's not playing any bands, but he's still drumming every day.
He needs to get it back out there.
He does.
We need him out there.
Dad, if you're listening, join another
Dad.
Band.
Yeah. You ever jam with your dad at all? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how I got started playing. You know, I didn't do percussion in school or anything. I just started learning with my dad. He bought me my first drum set when I was 12, 13, and I never stopped from there.
That's so cool. And now, of course, you're working on releasing this new music that you guys have been working on together as Luxury Problems. How would you say and it sounds like it's happening fast, how do you develop a writing partnership, and where does the music fit in? And I guess what comes first, the music or the words or whatever?
It's mostly music first. Ben is also a guitar player, and he does a lot of like programming on the computer and stuff. We're all pretty technologically literate. So a lot of times one of us will come up with an idea and we'll just put it into our DAW on the computer and send it off to the rest of them. And like Randy can program his own drums for demo purposes, so we don't have to worry about like all being in the same room to get anything accomplished. And with G Drive and Reaper, we've been able to like just collaborate without having to be necessarily in the same room.
Isn't that wild?
And then we do have band practice once a week, so when we get together for practice, we're already coming in with half-finished ideas or things that people have already had a chance to kind of sit with and gel with and think about what they want to do next or how they want to handle it. So it's a pretty quick process. This is honestly the fastest I've ever been able to write music with a group. This is my fourth band that I've been a part of, and usually it's kind of, especially with the more technical stuff, it's kind of laborious to learn the parts and discuss the how things are going to work out. And this one has just been like, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. No, I don't like that. Don't do that. That's awesome. And then we have a song done. done in a couple of days or a couple of weeks, depending on how long we can spend on it.
Jimmy K had a question.
Randy and Ian from Luxury Problems. Actually, two questions. I guess the name of the band, it's fun to say, Luxury Problems. It's like third world problems or something like that when you kind of poke fun at yourself for complaining about something. Talk about the band name.
It's kind of terrible that Ben's not here because he's kind of like what brought everything together.
His ears are ringing right now.
Yeah. And he was also, he came up with the band name when we were just kind of, we had like three songs written and we didn't have a band name. So we're like, well, we should probably figure something out. And one day we chat via Facebook Messenger quite a bit. And mostly it's nonsense, but every once in a while we get some work done. And we just kind of started throwing stuff out there. And that was the one that we kept coming back to. And Ben kind of went a little crazy with it and did some graphics that like featured it on like a fake album cover and stuff like that. Oof. So that really sold it for me anyways, that it looked cool when it was in print.
Well, then it meant it's real, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
What, I wish Ben was here too, because this would be a perfect question, but maybe one of you can answer it as far as your songwriting topics that you're singing about. And what's like one of the biggest topics that Luxury Problems songs are about?
Kind of going off the band name Luxury Problems, you know, a lot of it is about the problems with, you know, modern society and things like that. Mm-hmm. Just calling out a lot of the
issues.
Topics
right now that are out there
for
people.
Is it kind of political or?
Sort of. Not really. It's more just about, you know, navigating yourself through modern society.
Mm. Yeah, that can be difficult sometimes.
I mean, at the end of the day, everything's political. But,
right.
Yeah.
But that isn't really the intent. I think what Randy said is it's mostly about, like, we all have to interact with this machine that we all live in, and sometimes it feels more like you're fuel, and sometimes it feels more like you're the machine, and that's kind of where a lot of the topics for most of the lyrics have come from so far.
And your fans, I mean, you're just new again. You've got some shows coming up. What do you want them to get from your songs? Do you want them to be out there just jamming in the mosh pit? Or like, do you hopefully also listen to the words and get something from it?
I think when it comes to recorded stuff, we want people to pay attention to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But if they've never heard of us before and haven't heard the music and they're just coming to see us live, all we really want is we want to give them enough energy that they feel like they want to give something back to us.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And that's like my favorite part of playing live is you go out there and you leave it out there and you're hoping that they're going to give you something to take with you when you're done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, when you're on stage and you see somebody walking over to your merch booth, that has to be really proud. It makes you proud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are a DIY band too. You're doing everything yourself. Talk about doing, running a band by yourself and not having like a band manager or a publicist or anything like that.
Definitely not easy these days. You know, it takes a lot to be in a band nowadays. You have to be very active when it comes to social media, putting out content all the time. That's something we're definitely trying to get better at. None of us are very good when it comes to social media, so we're always passing ideas back and forth to each other. But yeah, it's very difficult nowadays to stay relevant, especially in this type of music.
And you're saving the money too, because you're doing your own production, you're mixing, you're mastering, and all that too, right?
Yep, that's one of the hardest parts about doing it DIY is you have to be social media manager, you have to be the producer, you have to be the engineer, you have to be, you know, the person who manages your streaming and all that stuff. And if you're trying to also be the one who, you know, manages the recordings, manages the mixing, does all that other stuff, it becomes like, you know, that's four or five people's jobs.
Yeah,
and we're trying to do it in the, you know, 16 hours that we have a day that we don't have to do our normal jobs to afford to live in.
Plus, yeah, because you got to pay the bills.
It's not like you're not getting a lot of money doing math core breakdowns. So, unfortunately.
Wow. Who is the engineer in the band?
That is me.
Ian, okay.
Yeah, I went to school for it back in the early 2000s, so I have a background in audio engineering, and been trying to get back into it. I've worked with a few other local bands recently, doing some mastering and mixing.
Awesome.
So I'm trying to get back into it, but mostly I just got into it because I wanted to do it for myself, and that's what I've been doing with it since I got out of school for the most part.
Good. Do you guys have a website? I mean, you talked about social media, and again, we're talking with Luxury Problems. We've got Ian and Randy in here, but do you have a website, or where would you drive people to learn more about you?
We do not have a website. We are on pretty much every social media platform. So Instagram, Facebook. You can find all of our music on Apple Music, Spotify, everything like that, Bandcamp.
Yep. Excellent. Jimmy K, I think we're about to hear the brand new song.
Yes.
How about it?
Tell us about, what is it? Symptoms Favorite Sophisticated?
No, Psychophanic. Yeah. Yes, there we go.
Symptoms Favorite Sycophants.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even get it right. I know somewhere we saw it was SFS.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll go with that. Tell us about the song.
This is one of the earlier songs that we wrote. First song.
Oh, wow.
This one, you know, has always been kind of a favorite for us. It's a little bit more of a mainstream vibe to it. You can bob your head to it a little bit more. It's not quite so jarring. So hope you guys enjoy it.
What is the song about? Can you tell us what we should be listening for?
It's pretty much on the same topic as Sleepwalkers. The first two songs we put together very much have the same kind of underlying vibe to them, even though they're very different musically. This one is definitely like feeling like you have to monetize every moment of your day. Otherwise, you're not being successful, which is something that we all kind of deal with. I imagine being in media that you kind of feel like you have to be, you're on all the time, even when you're not on, and it gets to be a lot. So that's the subject of the song for the most
part. And real quick, this song has never been heard anywhere else before, but you do have a release celebration coming up. Where, when? Tell us all that.
I guess technically that would be next Saturday at the Crucible on the east side of Madison. We're playing the first annual Colchella, which is our friend Brian Cole is putting together that show. And I think there's 12 bands.
Oh, wow.
And,
full day.
Yeah, it's but it is some of the best hardcore, mathcore, metalcore bands in the Midwest. They're coming all the way from, I believe, Pittsburgh is the furthest traveling band, and then our good friends in the Central are also playing. So it's going to be quite the thing.
Awesome. The Central's good.
Yeah, they
like them a lot.
Yeah.
Ian, Randy, it's great to see you both again. Congratulations on Luxury Problems. Give Ben a hug for us. And
of course.
Appreciate y'all coming in.
Awesome.
Let's hear the brand new song right now is Luxury Problems. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.